This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Ooh, savage.
I like to keep it real simple.
All right, it's about that time. For the first time ever, I officially have a couple on the podcast.
Who, when, where?
One of my favorite couples outside of, you know, Josh and myself, but one of my favorite couples, the Cedar couple.
We're here. We made it.
So exciting. If you guys have not seen them, you must be living under a rock, but they do all of these really, really cool, fun things. The first time I think I saw you guys, it might have been the ladder.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
It might have been the ladder. What is that officially called?
The ladder climb, the climb challenge at Cedar Point.
Okay. The climb challenge. And I was like, ooh, I don't care where you're at what park, at anywhere. If someone is doing that ladder, like, you got to stay and watch to see whether or not they're going to win.
Yeah. Everyone at Cedar Point stops, no matter if it's a little kid or a grown man or whatever. Everyone stops as they walk by when somebody's on there going, this will only take 5 seconds in my life because they're going to fall for sure. And then they go, I could do it. And then they walk on.
I would want to, if I was at a video of you park, doing it. I would want to work at that.
Oh, me too.
That would be the one game I would love to work at.
Yeah.
Because you would size people up like, there ain't no way that they're getting, nope. And then, okay, maybe that one, could do it.
Most employees don't even watch. They just take the money and they go, yep, here's the rules. And they just go like this because they know that they're not even going to hear a buzzer go off because there's no chance that you're going to win. It's so hard.
That would definitely be mine. Okay, well, do you guys want to introduce yourselves to everyone?
Sure. You want to go first? Go ahead.
Aww.
Ladies first.
My name's Caitlin. I'm half of Cedar Couple. I don't know what else to say about myself.
No, that's fine. And who's the other half? Do you want to tell
Brady.
Me?
Hello, nice to meet you.
And we're live streaming at the same time.
The uglier half of Cedar Couple.
Let's rewind. How did you guys meet?
Ooh, boy.
Brady slid into the Facebook DMs.
Oh, classic Facebook. I mean, just bringing people together.
What was the DM? I need to know.
It was something along the lines of, I had my dog Aurora at the time, and he said, I will steal your puppy somehow. I don't remember how you worded it, but it was along the lines of, I'm going to steal your puppy, Aurora.
It was something like, if you wake up tomorrow and your husky is gone, please know that she's living in a better place and that she's perfectly safe.
That was it.
Oh, and instantly you were like, I better befriend this guy because he's going to take my dog.
No. I read that message and I thought about it. And I thought about it for a few minutes and I was like, do I respond to this? Do I not respond to this? Do I respond to this? And I decided I have to respond to this because he needs to know that that's my dog and he's not taking my dog. And so I don't remember what I said back. You're not stealing my dog?
Yeah.
Was it as simple as that?
If you steal my dog, you're going to, you know, die 1,000 deaths or burn on the surface of the sun or something like that.
Hang you by your toenails.
Yeah, there was a hidden threat in there too, just to let me know that, listen, you won't survive the outcome of this if you steal my dog.
You needed to know.
I did. But that turned into an entire day of conversation, which turned into 3 days, which turned into our first date, which turned into our second, which turned into you moving in a month later, and then 2 years later, married.
Yep. Yeah, the conversation just kind of flowed naturally. And
a month later, you guys are like, we're doing this. Yep. You knew?
Yeah, we knew. Yeah,
say stuff to us all the time like, oh my gosh, like, just you guys should be married already, or you should do this, or you should do that. So like everyone has their opinion. I'm a firm believer in you know.
Yeah. Oh, I absolutely.
Yeah, it was. We both had extremely similar stories, fresh out of relationships. She was moving out of her toxic relationship. I was moving out of mine. I moved back with my parents, you know, while I looked for a new house, bought my house the same time she bought her house. Yep. Then we met a month later and everything just clicked. And we just had similar backgrounds, similar stories.
And we had to decide, which house are we keeping? Where are we moving? Which one are we going to live in?
Now, were you guys close to each other?
Yeah. We were like one town apart from each other.
Yeah, 10 minutes apart.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, good job of sliding into the right DMs.
It was just
someone close.
It was perfect. I don't even know what.
Were you guys like mutual? You weren't mutuals. You just randomly saw her on Facebook?
Yeah, we had mutual friends, but we weren't actually like following each other or anything like that.
You were like, dang, look at this girl and that dog.
Yeah, Facebook that day said, boom, and she was just sitting there with her beautiful husky, which is now.
And if you guys have not seen this couple, they are adorable. She is gorgeous. You guys have to go check them out. She absolutely, makes sense on why you slid in.
Oh, of course.
We get it. We get it. Is the dog still with us?
Yep.
Okay.
And we added another one to the family.
And now we have the second puppy, Neptune. Yep. She's 4.
Aww.
And Aurora is now a daddy's girl. Yeah. And so ultimately, I won. And the Facebook message that we started off has now come full circle and is now true.
Yep. Okay. Yep. So I'm living the same. Josh took Kodak back home with him for 5.5 days. And when he came like a week ago, Kodak would not leave him alone. So I was like, why don't you take him back with you? So he takes him back. Now I'm like, he's going to be so excited to see me. He was excited, but now he lays on his side of the bed. I'm like, Kodak, come here. And he runs to me for 1 second and he goes to Josh and like hugs him. I'm like, okay, so I don't have a dog anymore. I think I'm going to have to get a second one.
Kodak's now Josh's dog.
We have that ongoing joke.
Exactly.
And it happens in the live stream too, where it's like, when did you guys get Aurora? And I always chime in right away. And I go, when I was raising her from a babe.
Oh my God.
It was really hard to train her.
Terrible, because she actually was a lot of work to train.
She was so easy. And nothing makes her rage more. And the chat knows it too. In our live stream, they're just going, ooh, or somebody will say it knowing that it just gets under her skin.
People in the chat.
Well, when Brady was training Aurora and she just, you see her go, we got to reset. I'm so mad.
She makes you reset the whole thing.
I don't think that mad.
Not that mad. But yeah, it's been like our ongoing joke from the beginning. Like, it was just, she never really chewed on things. She was really easy to potty train, and I guess she was a terror.
I bet by the time you came around. Okay, so you guys move in, you get married. How long have you guys been married?
One full year, a little over. I think in May we got married for...
Yep, May 3rd.
May was our 1 year anniversary.
So a month or a year and 5 months, 4 months, something like that.
So you guys lived together during COVID or...
We did.
Okay.
Yeah.
How was that? Was that a true test?
No. Listen, we do live streaming full time on social media together. So, even my boss, when I left my full time job, was like, hey, the door's always open when, you get sick of your wife being home every day with her. You can always come back. And I'm not even joking. That's literally what he said. Yeah. He's like, I know me, if I was home with my wife all the time, that I'd be looking for an outlet to go somewhere else. And I'm going, well,
you probably shouldn't be married, buddy.
That's sad. I didn't say that. I was just like, well, hopefully you have a great divorce lawyer because you're on your way. But no, we've just always clicked and she makes me better and I hopefully make her better. We are just the epitome of polar opposites and how those opposites attract, where I am the put me out in front of people, give me that microphone. My parents will always say I'm that person. And she's the in the background, not the most social, has some anxiety around that. Yep. And I reel her out of her shell and she drags me out of my Peter Pan stage sometimes. And that's why it's just perfect example of why it works.
I love that so much. So you guys move in before COVID?
Yes, before COVID.
Yep. Okay, so before COVID, then you guys are hanging out. When did your social media stuff start?
After COVID.
November 2021.
Yep.
Was our first, the last day of November 2021 was our first live stream. But, you know, we had, well, I mean, if I back up just a little bit, we kind of went through, like every couple does, a kind of a rough time where mm-hmm. I was going to work, I was coming home, I was playing video games, we would kiss goodnight, and that was it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, luckily, instead of leaving, she said, we need to have a talk. And
That's awesome. That takes a lot. So yeah. I commend you for that, because most people are just like, forget it.
Yep.
Or they'll just be like pissed off and they just harbor it, and then it ends up.
Or they find what's missing in someone else. And that's where, mm-hmm. you know, as we were talking, that's where the cheating comes in. Or, you know, they just, separate themselves from relationships to the point where it's like, I've already found somebody else. I'm out. Their emotions shut off and they leave.
Right.
She didn't do that. We sat down, we had a talk.
So amazing. And
we said, okay, let's make a change.
I love you so much for that. Like, honestly, because I just,
for sure.
You don't see that. Yeah. The communication, the just vulnerability of, hey, this is hurting me and we need to fix this. I mean, Josh is in here and he can probably talk a little bit too, but we are so open about everything, because in the past, if you're not and you haven't been, you just see things crumble.
Exactly.
So knowing that, how old are you guys?
I'm 21 plus 20 years experience.
Get out of here. So I was gonna say 19.
Wow. Okay.
I'm 28. I'll be 29 in less than a month.
Okay. So I mean, that's learning that at younger ages is absolutely freaking amazing.
Yeah, I absolutely believe that communication is the foundation for any good relationship.
For
sure. You have to have that open communication where you can just talk to your partner about whatever issue is, like, deep down in your soul. You have to talk about that or it will just internally tear you apart.
Yeah. And luckily she did. And so I took that upon myself. I lost 90 pounds in 5 months. We then went back to Cedar Point because I was at a point where I didn't fit on the rides and then I could. So we went back and found that we loved it. Then I started to play the games and she had hours and hours of content at the end of the season. And she said, I'm going to start a TikTok. And I said, what's TikTok? Not even kidding. And
wait, you were a gamer and you were just like, I'm staying in the gaming world. I don't know what TikTok is.
Well, I mean, it was just one of those things. I just wasn't into the social media stuff. So, I had.
But did you have your own account, Caitlin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I did not.
I had TikTok since COVID, because COVID was when I started TikTok. But I never like made videos, never posted anything, just had it sitting there and would scroll occasionally.
Okay.
And so I had just Facebook because I'm 41. So, none of the new stuff I was getting into.
But. And look at, she said, Peter Pan over here.
Yeah.
We should put you on TikTok.
Yep.
Smarty pants over here. We like her.
She said, what are we going to be called? And without a hesitation, I said, Cedar Couple. And she goes, that's it. And so we made it. Took 28 days to get our first 1,000 followers. And we went live at the end of November 2021. 96,000 people were in the stream watching while we were at Dave & Buster's.
Wow.
At one time. And we said, we might have something here. And a year and a half later, here we are.
That's so amazing.
On Simply Savage, our first iHeartRadio podcast. Not even sponsored.
This is your first podcast.
Our first one.
Is. Yeah.
Hence the nerves. And hence, like, what are we doing? What are these?
We were having this conversation beforehand because they're like, okay, is there a script? What do I need to know? I'm like, no. And I was telling them how some of like the toughest people you would think are like, oh, it's no sweat, whatever, come in and they're so nervous. Like the one person I was telling you guys earlier had sweat stains, was like, put a dip in, was like literally like rocking in his chair. I'm like, it is so okay. Like, you're fine. It's all going to be fine.
It's not live. I mean, that's the difference, right? So live streaming has trained us for, I mean, this is recorded. If I screw up, you just say, cut. Let's not use that. We'll start again.
Exactly.
Live streaming, you don't have that. You know, there's no cut button. It's whatever you're saying goes out in the world. And
yes.
And
so when we do live on the radio.
Yeah.
On Mondays, on Savage Mom Mondays, when we do the lives, it's like, you've got regulations, you've got fines, you've got some things like you have to make sure this, you cannot say. So we do a lot of like pre-recording. So that way, if there's any edits, he can filter me a little bit.
Can I tell our funny story? You probably you probably know what I'm going to say. Maybe you don't.
Go ahead.
So I'm saying this for the live stream over here too. So I asked, my first question was, is there a script? And she was like, no, it's all, we're just going to talk and it's going to be fun. You know, sometimes, you know, there's some guidelines and I talk to people, you know, if I know they're going to be controversial, but I don't think I'm going to have a problem with you guys. And I went, oh, you're saying I'm not savage? Is that fine? Brady's putting on his big boy pants into this podcast and we're going to lay it. I'll show you savage. Okay. Get
I'm
ready.
Like, what's he going to tell
Nothing.
Me? Like, these stuffed animals are laced with something? Like, that's why they want to win them so
Yeah,
bad?
We secretly have a, you know, for every, you know, stuffed animal that you purchase from us, you also get.
He's like laundering stuffed animals.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
No.
Truth comes out.
Don't spread that out. That's not true.
We're kidding, you guys. We're kidding.
Plush juice? Oh, my God, Maggie Mae. Let's not talk about plush juice. That's come to our stream if you want to figure out what that is.
Okay, so you guys play all these games.
Yep.
People are super vested. I'm vested. Anytime I'm scrolling and I see you guys, I'm like, all right, what are they going to win now? Like the little softball toss or...
Because
we've all tried these games at some point.
Sure.
So what made you say... I am going to be like the best at these games.
I mean, if I'm honest, I saw a video of a guy who, I mean, and I looked at him and I went, if he can win this, I can win this. I mean, he looked like he had no business being on the ladder climb. And I went, oh my gosh.
Oh, he won the ladder climb.
And he made it look easy. And I went, what the heck? That guy's like 280 pounds and he's wearing like a tank top and what's going on? So I literally for a month studied the video, hand placement, leg placement. You know, I was an engineer before social media. So, I mean, my analytical brain started just, you know, I had E=MC², you know, all coming across the screen in my mind and I'm going, okay, I can figure this out. And I just watched it over and over and over and over again and then said, you know what? I think I can do it. I think I'm ready to try it. And, you know, I didn't win the first time. I didn't win the second time. I didn't win the 50th time. But after some blood, some scrapes, some bruises, I made it up the very first time. You know how we're always gonna remember that moment, but we still have that prize because, you know, we keep the prizes that are like have, you know,
like some
moments of joy for us, you know? Yeah. And we were both like, yes, oh my God, I can't believe it. And then I was just hooked. So then it moved on to Bankable. Can I win Bankable? Found a video, watched it, slow motion over and over.
So you just kept doing your research on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You studied for hours.
All the games can be won. And there is just science and physics behind it. They are definitely weighted to where someone like yourself walks up and says, you only have to get one ball into that bucket. I can do that. And then you throw your first ball and it comes flying back at you. And you go, you just see the gears turn like, oh, no, maybe I can't win
this. Maybe I'm actually really good at these. You just
might be.
Discredited
you might be a
me
savant.
Saying, hey,
right.
You're going to throw a ball in that bucket and you're going to suck. That's basically what I heard.
Now I got you. So you've taken the bait and I'm reeling you in. You don't even know it. And yeah. So, I mean, it just was one of those things where I said, I'm going to learn how to do it. I'm going to practice. I think I can get this down. And we built our social media around these carnival games are definitely weighted against you to win. But sure. With a little bit of luck and some practice, you can win too. And
well,
we try
he's got these eyes that right now at me like, you can do it too. Like he feels really sorry for me.
Do you know how many people have come to Cedar Point and said, I watched your videos and I'm going to win it today? Some of our mods that came to our mod trip, so many of them walked away with prizes and they've never played Bankable, but they've been watching us play.
Oh, that's fun.
For months. Gordon comes to mind. Do you remember Gordon?
Yep.
Gordon was a guy who came up and was like, oh my God, Cedar Cup, I've been watching your videos. I just won the bucket's phone over there because I've been watching your stuff. I'm about to play Bankable. And I said, well, hold on, I'm going to play. And if I win, you can have the rest of my bucket of balls and we'll see, because you get, you know, 15 balls in your bucket, whatever. I won in the first four, so I gave Gordon the rest of it and he won in his second toss.
That's
And
awesome.
He turned to me, I mean, it was just this awesome moment as the family then, you know, went over here and the kids got this 15-foot snake wrapped around him and they're taking pictures and it's just, I mean, those are the moments that we make as core memories of like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, like, or, you know, giving that plush to that kid that is 4 foot tall and the plush is 6 foot tall and they're going, you know, they're just, yeah, the memories that we hope that
it's
they
funny.
Carry with them for a
I
long time.
I love you guys because I was about 9 and I played the cup game where you toss it in like whatever color and I tossed it in and I won and the pink one at the time, it was pink. And you won this giant stuffed animal. And I still have a picture of my little short shorts and high tube socks holding this giant bear. It was like a bear off a Wish. It wasn't like Yogi Bear, right? It was like whatever. But I still have that. And I got this big old probably gap tooth, like snaggle tooth, whatever. Like, but I still, that is my favorite picture.
Yeah.
And I remember tossing that in, winning the biggest prize. Everyone around's like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. So that's where my love came in. And now I even take my son when we go to Kings Island. He's like, do you want to play games today? I'm like, heck yeah, we're playing games today. Let me load the car up. Let me go ahead and load that up and get as many as we want. So when he plays, I play too, just to see if I can win that big old prize again.
Oh my gosh.
And we
get that, get a little bit of that feeling of being a kid again.
Yeah.
And we take it for granted because there are a lot of families that go there and the prices have not, you know, not gone down for those prizes. So, you know, it's definitely designed. The kid walks up and goes, Mom, Dad, I want to play that. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh my gosh, this kid's about to just throw away.
Because it's trendy $20. Stuff, right? Like Pokemon or whatever is hot at that time. They know what they're doing. So their marketing team knows what they're
doing. Those are the ones that we look for that. If I see that kid going up there and the parents, you can tell they're just like, they're hesitant and they go, okay. And they just know that the chances the kid are going to win or something.
You're like a little superhero.
Those are the ones that I love to walk up to and be like, because you see them, they don't win and they want to play again, but they don't realize that that's money that the parents are paying again.
Yeah,
like, no, come on, let's go ride a ride. I love running up and giving that kid a prize and just seeing, turning what started out or what could have been a bad day into an amazing moment and a great rest of the day there. So yeah, we love doing that for sure.
That's so much fun. I would love seeing that. I'm trying to think of what the stuffed animals were, but we had won a ton. And my son saw a kid and he was like, "What is that okay?" I'm like, that is absolutely okay. Because I think we did like 10 balls, like 10 buckets of the balls or whatever. Like it was stupid. There's no reason we should have played that much. But we just, he kept winning and I was like, fine, whatever. So we just kept going and kept going. And he had all these stuffed animals. And of course, I'm holding the majority of them, right? And he ended up giving it to a kid and the kid just lit up. So it's like seeing their faces light up. It's just that little trickle of kindness that's going to keep
something so simple.
So simple. Yeah. That makes the kid's whole entire day.
And makes the parents' day because they're not having to, I wouldn't say deal, but having to deal with an upset kid because they couldn't win. And the parents know they probably can't win either, right? So it just helps everybody.
Kings Island has switched a lot of it to it's $10 you win no matter what.
Yeah.
And I'm mad.
Same.
I'm like, I would rather win it on my own merit. Don't give me a bag of little, have you guys seen little potato chips? Like,
yes, or the little stupid butterflies.
Yeah, I mean, it's stitched together with
three
little.
We're going to charge more, but we're going to give away a prize every time.
So
nope, charge less, make it a skill game. We'll be there to play all the time.
No. You know what? I would be like, look, kid, you lost. Take your ass over there.
Yeah.
You don't get a participation trophy or a little stuffed animal. Just go. You lost.
Yep.
That's life. It happens. If my son loses, I want to, like Matumbo, I want to sweat that right out of it. Nope, he didn't earn that prize. I'm sorry we didn't win. We're going to go somewhere else. That's how I feel about
it. How many times have we talked about that?
We love skill games.
We love skill games.
Yeah. Like test your skill. You don't get to walk up and be like, here's my money.
Yeah.
Give me a prize.
We're going to charge you more for this little.
That's my thought on that one.
For sure.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Let's hit it. Give me a vacation.
Vacation.
Give me a wave.
Surfing.
Give me a city tour.
The trolley.
Give me animals.
The zoo.
Give me some sea life. Give me museums.
Balboa Park.
Give me a woo.
Roller coaster.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your family vacation at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Okay, so you guys have blown up on social media. Everyone loves watching you guys hang out and do your stuff. What's next for you?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Because you go to Cedar Point, you play the games, you also stream. You guys are gamers?
Yeah, we do.
As well?
Yep, we do some. So we talked about it a little bit, but we won Best Variety Act 2022 on TikTok. So, you know, we just do a little bit of everything. So we do Legos. We do arcades. We do Cedar Point in the games. We do travel. We do food stuff.
We do
cooking.
So many different things. Had, like, your wildest dreams and imagination, what would you do next or who would you collab with?
I know. Do you want to go with yours? I know mine.
Yeah, you go. You can both have one.
We'll see if we match.
Okay. I should make you guys write it down. No, I'm saying go ahead.
I'm trying to like see inside your brain right
she
now.
She is looking really deeply.
She is. She's staring straight
like,
through
what's
me.
What's he going to say?
the joke that we have is you're either thinking about what I'm going to say or you're nervous about what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
She's like,
that look right there.
Yeah. Oh my God, what is he going to say that's going to be inappropriate this time?
No, I know.
But everyone's going to shame Brady on.
I know one of the things that we've kind of both briefly talked about was travel in the future. Okay. He's talked about, there's 13 Cedar Fair parks and then the one up in Canada too. So he's talked about maybe renting like an RV and taking the dogs along with us and just traveling to all the different 13 Cedar Fair parks throughout the U.S.
Okay.
I think that would be.
Ding, ding, ding. We have a winner.
Is that what you were going to say?
That's exactly what I was going to say.
You guys should get married.
I know. It's almost like we're compatible.
It is.
Yeah. RV with the puppies traveling around to all the different amusement parks, not just Cedar Fair, spreading out from that because Cedar Fair may have 13 parks, but there are so, so many diverse parks.
A reality show for you guys.
And I would love.
Would you do a reality show of that?
Oh my gosh. I don't know if anybody would watch, but I would love to do it.
People love you guys. Absolutely. They would watch.
She would hate every minute of it, but.
So let's talk about that. You have anxiety.
Yes.
Is it just meeting new people? Is it being in crowds? Is it what kind of anxiety?
It's mostly just the social, like being in the crowd aspect.
Like you don't want to talk or you feel uncomfortable or.
I just literally close up into like a little shell usually. I get like the chest pain. I get the tight chest and then I literally start sweating. My hands do a little shaky thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you always had that?
Yeah.
Since you can remember?
Yeah. I feel like The older I'm getting, it's actually worsening.
Oh, okay.
Which my dad always says that's not normal. It should be the opposite.
But I see a comfort that he gives you.
Yes.
Like I can just tell that he's able to help out.
He's the reason that I was even able to go live on TikTok in the first place. I would have never been able to hit the live button because even just like the aspect of being on live with 1,000 people watching, that's a type of social interaction that I'm not used to. And so I would have never been able to actually hit the go live button without him being there by my side to do that.
I love
And definitely
that.
At Cedar Point, I don't know if I would even be able to like be at Cedar Point by myself without him, honestly. He is my rock, and he is the reason that I'm able to expand outside of my little social shell that I'm
It's crazy
in.
What love does, right?
Yeah.
Brings out some different sides.
For sure. And it's
kudos to you, and I respect you a ton, because I had anxiety for a little while. My dad had passed away, and my first divorce, like in between that divorce, it was like, oh my God, I failed. I'm like super type A, college athlete, you know, just... I never really had failed at anything that large before. So having to make a choice of getting divorced, coming back home, I had severe anxiety. I lived in Chicago, and so I got to Indianapolis, and I couldn't go from Indianapolis to Cincinnati. It was like, I'm going to have to go home, and I'm going to have to face everybody. Everyone knows I failed. Like, I don't know what to do. And it was just the thought of leaving, the thought of driving, the thought of whatever. It was paralyzing. So for someone that doesn't understand, someone that hasn't had anxiety before, you trying to explain to them, like people are like, it's fine, just go. I'm like, it's not that easy.
I mean, we've had that conversation.
It's been a learning process for me, because
you have a lot of patience though, which I give you props. I have patience.
Did everybody on the live stream hear that?
Yeah.
Did you all hear that? Patience.
Just for right now.
For right now.
You're wearing on hers right now.
Thank you.
He's on the
Thank
other
God
end.
God, that's
spectrum.
On record. Oh
so
my God, I'm so happy.
He's got like the ADHD. So we are literally complete opposite. I'm just riddled with anxiety, and he is just off the wall all
works.
The time. Can't focus on anything.
I like to,
so we both have patience with
it.
Each
but
other.
But you both are understanding, and you can tell like you reel him in, and he helps you stay like grounded and focused. I love that. I absolutely love that. So, but it is hard though. So I give you kudos.
Very hard.
One, I give you kudos for learning the anxiety piece, and you kudos because ADHD, sometimes you're like, Jesus Christ, can you just shut up for 1 second? Or can I reel you in? Because you're talking 17,000 things and I'm just focusing on the one.
It's more like, yep. I married him. I mean, that's something that you've said.
That's
many.
My man.
Yep, that's what I have to deal with every day. I can remember when I was first trying to wrap my brain around the anxiety thing, and it comes down to something as simple as she was comfortable going to McDonald's because she was comfortable with that menu. But if you asked her to go to a Wendy's, I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because just the stress of driving up to that drive-through, you know, I'm going really?
Well, someone like you that's just like you call yourself Peter Pan, like you're just everywhere, and so that makes sense. But I like I said, kudos to you for being patient, listening to her, because the communication piece is huge on that too, because you might think, oh shit, what did I do today, and she's like, no, I'm just anxious because I don't want to do this or this makes me uncomfortable. So Josh and I talk about it all the time, just being open as much as you possibly can.
Yep.
That helps relationships so much, because if she didn't say, I'm anxious right now, I can't do this, you would be like, oh, she hates me, or she doesn't want to go in public with me, or she doesn't like me, she's not want to be seen with me. Like your brain would go, as an ADHD, would probably go like 17 directions at one time, and it would all be about you and not her. So kudos to both of you. I adore you both, and it sounds like you guys have it figured out with the communication side.
I mean, it's a struggle just like everybody else, and I think that's a big part of the draw of our social media, is we don't sit there and put up a front that our relationship is perfect.
Well,
that we
no
go through the highs
perfect.
And right, absolutely. And
absolutely.
If you see somebody,
they've asked us, have you ever argued? Have you ever seen Heather mad, or you ever seen him mad? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, well, I've seen her at level 47. I'm like, yes, he has. I'm like, yes, he has. And that's important for him to know that before we move on, like to that next step. So anyone that's on social media, whether it's, you know, Facebook or Instagram or whatever, and they portray that everything is squeaky clean and perfect, they are probably the most miserable ones inside.
Could be. Absolutely.
You know, and that's just kind of how I feel about it. And if you're on live and everything's always, always, always perfect, no. I mean, there's days I come on, I look rough. I'm like, I'm just me. I'm tired. I'm constipated. I'm like, it doesn't matter. I'm like, there's shit going on.
This morning, I forgot all my hair stuff at home. I don't have my braid hairspray. I'm like, they make braid hairspray? And she's like, I'm going to wear this hat. Then wear the hat. We're just going to, it's okay. Anything to make you feel more comfortable. But we've, you know, we've come a long way as far as our live streams where I can just tell and where I need to take over. You know, a lot of times she just wants me out in front of the camera and she's behind and she does an amazing job of shouting out the chat, you know, thanking our gifters. And but there are times where I just look at her and she looks at me and she gives me the signal and I just know that she needs to walk away for a second. So we're able to.
Yeah. I mean, that really is because you're able, and the signs, like you said, you're able to figure out, okay, she needs this. I've been with her long enough to know, and I've been with him long enough to put my hand over his mouth. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you guys
you
got
can't
that balance.
Say that on a live stream. That should be an emoji as well. That we,
I love that balance. Okay. Yep. So now we're at the point where it's the Savage Seven, and the Savage Seven is where we ask seven rapid fire questions.
Ooh, okay.
And you guys get one skip.
Okay.
Okay.
He's
putting his chapstick on.
Yeah,
he's getting ready.
You got to lube up before anything important happens. So,
well, yeah, sometimes that's friction's a bitch. Okay, here we go.
Lock it
All
up.
Right, first one, first question.
Are we both answering?
Ready? You can both answer.
Okay, perfect.
Yep. Biggest fear?
Spiders.
Oh,
spiders. I don't know what my biggest fear is, honestly. I don't know.
If she doesn't have one, then that's good. Wait, do you think you know hers?
Being in a room with a camera crew by yourself. Like, kind of like you experienced a TikTok studio a couple weeks ago.
It probably would be people.
Yeah. Okay, like just people in general. That's my biggest fear.
Yeah.
All right, next question. Bucket list. Something on your bucket list.
Ooh, mine would be the Grand Canyon. It's such a stupid one.
Don't do that. That's not stupid.
I would love to go there someday just to see it.
Sitting down and having a meal with Gordon Ramsay. I don't know why, but he is...
Wait, would you cook the meal for him?
Hell no.
Okay, I wouldn't either, friend. I would not either.
No. I mean, someone could cook for us, or he could cook for me. That would be ideal. But I would just love to pick his brain about, you know, where he came from. Because he has such a diverse past of being a soccer player. I'm so sorry, a football player, Gordon. I will never make that mistake again. you know, and his humble beginnings
Gordon's
to building an empire of his... cooking stuff, and I would just, I would love to pick his brain and find out, is he really like that, or, because the best moments are when you have that little, like, Gordon really cares about the person on the show, and he's not just, you know, piss and vinegar all the time.
I don't know, I think Gordon would roast anyone at a chance.
Maybe, that could be.
All right, next question. Who, out of the two of you, is better at the games?
Oh, Brady.
You think Brady? Yeah. I've seen you play some, though.
It depends on what game we're playing.
Which one do you think you're better at, Caitlin?
Claw machines.
Okay.
Yeah.
Caitlin's definitely better at claw machines. Anything that's physical or throwing, I'm better at.
You're better at? What about the ladder?
But I can't really even say that either, because sometimes, and it's more often than not, she gets her little noodle arm throw and it does better than, I mean, I can, she calls it that. So it's not like I'm calling, I'm not roasting her. She calls it the noodle arm throw. Oh my Lord. Everyone over here, I'm just getting canceled right now. This is it.
So,
this
Caitlin,
is the moment.
Come on, you come over here. We can be the Cedar friends now.
She calls it that. But she gets up and she makes the cutest like that. And it goes way off to the right and hits a clown on down the clown. And I'm up there lining it up. I'm Jose Canseco and I can't even.
Yeah. I literally say, okay, nothing. Noodle arms, we can do this today. And I pump myself
she
up.
Does. With her little backpack on. Yeah. Boom, nails it. And she just.
Yo, she's so adorable, I swear.
Gets her wacky wavy air dancer arms going.
I do kind of have unnaturally long arms.
You do.
Okay. In middle school, my gym teacher called me out for it.
No.
Yeah.
What'd they say?
Yeah, I don't even remember. Something about my. You have long arms, and I was just like, what?
You're like, the better to hug you with.
I don't even remember. Oh, she's remembering. It's just buried deep down. She's going to have to, bring that back up.
All right, next question. A game that you really hate playing. You play it, but you hate playing it.
Ooh.
Angry Birds.
Okay.
I have a love-hate relationship with Angry Birds Coin Crash Pusher, because it takes a goddamn year for the towers to build, and I just can't stand it.
I equally hate that one.
Yeah.
I would probably have to agree. If not, that one would probably be Down the Clown, just because my noodle arms don't like the throwing thing. That'd be a close second.
Or just ring go toss. The clown. Yeah. All right, next one. What's the worst park to go to? Oh, they got it. They don't want to say it, though. You only get one skip.
For games or for rides
just
or
in
just
general.
All
just
together?
All together. You're like, ugh.
That's like a dirty question. Man.
That is a dirty question. I had to sneak one in.
So, I mean, I'll say Michigan Adventure.
Okay.
So Michigan Adventure is kind of like the forgotten stepchild of Cedar Fair. They bought it years ago, but they have added nothing to it and have no plans to add anything to it. And it's just slowly dying. So, yeah, I would say Michigan Adventure.
So we're in Ohio.
That's right.
You know, we don't really talk about Michigan too much.
You do if it's in a negative connotation.
No, no,
I figured it'd be something in Michigan.
Josh is over here going like, yeah, yeah. As long as you're burning Michigan, you can talk about Michigan.
All right, next question. What is your worst habit?
Ooh.
You don't have to answer for him if you don't want to, or you could. It's totally up to you.
You want to answer for
she
me?
She almost
no,
wants
I don't
to whisper
answer for you. No,
I don't like to do the ick thing. We never do ick stuff. So
I'm trying to think what my worst habit is.
Brady said he's perfect. Caitlin,
no,
do you have one?
Oh, not perfect. I'm just trying to think.
No, neither of us are perfect.
I'm trying to think what my worst habit might be.
I know I have a lot of bad habits. I'm trying to pinpoint the worst.
Which one would you like to break? A habit you would like to break? I might have stumped them.
Yeah.
I'm kind of stumped.
Uh-oh.
I honestly can't think of a habit that I want to break. I mean, I used to smoke and then I quit that. I used to vape. I quit that.
Oh, awesome.
Taco Bell is probably my worst habit.
Yeah, okay. Josh is with you
I'm
on
so
that one.
Sorry, Taco Bell. Sponsor us still. I'd love to work with you. Bring back the chili cheese burrito.
Yeah.
But Caitlin, you think you have one?
I feel like
Taco Bell.
Mine would be probably my coffee obsession because I am really bad about drinking coffee, but I know it wrecks my stomach, so I just get super nauseous after I drink coffee. So I would probably.
So we need to stop on the coffee.
Everyone in chat over here on, so we are live streaming too. Everyone in chat is saying that my biggest habit is just one more. So I lose the game and I cannot walk away. One more time, and they say I'm the king of one more.
Is that only for games, or is that in life too?
Oh, that's when we're playing games.
That's life. Well, that could be good for you, Caitlin.
Boom.
Okay, last question.
Skip.
Last question. Something you both have to answer this. Something you would never eat. I ask everybody on the podcast.
I know mine.
What would it
be? Go for it.
Live worms out of the dirt.
Oh.
I've done that.
Okay.
He did that on live.
There's
disgusting.
Been.
Disgusting. I would break that habit immediately if I were you.
It's not like it was fun. It's not like I go out every morning and go, oh, I got it. Let me see what fresh worms there are out here for me to eat. But. They, you know, chat loves our chat and live streams love to see me suffer in a way, in the best way. So we've been sent crickets, spiders, mealworms, everything under the sun to eat, and they will attest that I never back down from a challenge. So, except for the tarantula, I did not eat that. But I told you guys all that from the start that if you sent a spider, I would not eat it.
Okay, so what is your answer? Something you would never eat?
I mean, freeze dried spider.
Tarantula.
That can't, yeah. That would be a spider. And they make those.
You guys kept it really PG. Okay.
Why, you're saying, what would you?
No,
can
no,
I
add, no, no.
Can I reverse it to you?
What? Yeah.
Can you reverse it to me? Something I would never eat?
Yeah.
Caviar.
Really? All those people that say it's amazing and you're just like, overrated. Nah, not going to try it.
I don't like eating someone's, I don't know if I should say this on the podcast.
I know exactly what it is.
If I'm not trying to eat eggs of somebody else's, right.
I mean,
I want to eat
if you think
it.
About it that way, sure. Yeah, okay. Maybe caviar just made my list too. Now.
You know, that took a turn I wasn't expecting.
You know, I figured we'd get there at some point. I mean, we are savage over
That's
here.
That's true. Oh my God. That's true. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. I think that might. I haven't tried it ever, so maybe I just don't need to.
Maybe caviar is not your thing.
Or next time we all face our fears, and the next time we come here.
No, I'll bring not eating eggs of anybody
I'll
or anything.
I'll bring some for you, and I'll bring the spider for me, and we can face our fear.
I'll let you go first.
I don't even know if I could. I couldn't even open the package when we got it.
Couldn't.
No.
It sat on the table for a couple days, and then I just threw it away. And somebody's like, at least open
it. And he said, nope, we got to face it the other direction. And he turned it the other direction so the spider wasn't facing him.
And then I flipped it upside down so I didn't see the spider. Then I picked up the package and I could feel the legs.
I want to get him like a sweatshirt with like a bunch of spiders on it.
Instantly into the trash. Gone. I'm so sorry whoever wasted their money sending that to us, but I warned you.
You're going to get all kinds of spider stuff in your P.O. box.
Somebody just said, now we're going to send you 50.
Listen, I absolutely adore you two. I'm so thankful you guys drove down. I'm excited to go hang out and see if I can win some claw games with you guys. Well, Caitlin is the master, so I want her to...
The claw queen.
Can we go find a jewelry one somewhere and...
Yeah, they have jewelry claws.
They do.
Okay, let's Google that.
Yeah, we'll find it.
Or like a car?
I'm thinking...
Let's go find one that has like a car or Xbox.
You're crossing into casino now, and I don't think I've ever seen a car.
Do you guys want to go to the casino? I mean, you could try your hand at the casino.
Ooh, we can't live stream that because of guidelines, but we could always go and just...
Last time we went, Josh forgot his wallet.
Nice work, Josh. I've forgotten my wallet.
All of his money.
Yes. Win-win.
Well, the bad part was is that I forgot my wallet, which had my cards and my ID.
Yeah.
So
thankfully, her mom whatever platinum level, she's like, just stick with me.
Oh my God.
So they're like, they're not going to
We know people here. I get free steak dinners whenever we come.
Okay, so you guys are going to see us at the casino at the claw machine, if there happens to be a claw machine over there.
Yeah.
But listen, thank you guys so, so much for coming.
Thank you for having us. This is, we came across your stuff many, 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 many months ago and said, oh my God, she's from Ohio too.
Aww.
Maybe we can make this work, and it just happened to,
Ohio Unite.
Absolutely. You're such a vibe and so much fun and so genuine, and those are the people that we surround ourselves with. So thank you.
I'm excited
and Josh
to now
is okay
call
too.
You guys friends. So Josh is a good guy.
Yeah, he is. Absolutely.
He's originally from Ohio.
Oh, nice. Okay. Oh, perfect. Awesome. See? Ohio people are wonderful.
All right, you guys. On that note, we're out.
Bye, guys.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Are you looking to build this year? If so, there is no better time than right now to start planning and to get your spot on the construction schedule. If you need a garage, a stall barn, a storage for vehicles, RV, boat, collectibles, or even a shop for your farm, hobbies, or car restoration projects, visit MortonBuildings.com and start your construction process. With superior materials, craftsmanship, best-in-class warranty, Morton buildings are made to last for generations. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From their cutting-edge innovations to their craftsmen in the field, they are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Their legacy of excellence spans more than 120 years, and Morton Buildings is 100% employee-owned with more than 250,000 satisfied customers. That means they're the industry leader you can trust. When you choose Morton, you'll experience quality at every step of the building process, starting before the walls even go up. Visit MortonBuildings.com to get started today.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.